Okay, we're back to Senior Talk Radio here, Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We've been talking with Judy in reference to scams on seniors and stress and different things. And actually, what I'm going to do is give out Judy's phone number. What we do here at Project Independence on the radio is we try to bring in whom we think are the most qualified people to educate and guide our seniors, but we don't endorse anybody because it's we're willing to have anybody on once we've vetted them and we think they're worthy. And Judy's phone number is 516-993-3319. Again, that's 516-993-3319. Judy has offices in the city and in Great Neck. So, feel free. Make a phone call to Judy if you have questions on some of the stuff we're talking about. Stress. I know Judy also works with children, but we're talking seniors and family issues today. And I know Ann and Judy were having a conversation at the break, so why don't you...
Surely. I was just sharing the fact that within the last 2 weeks, I received a letter from Anthem, which is involved with Blue Cross Blue Shield of New York, and they did let me know that I am one of the people that had their Social Security number breached. Now, needless to say, that is not a comfortable situation, but as we were talking, yes, anxiety is one of the top things that you feel as soon as you open up that letter and you find that this situation occurred. But you got to call that 800 number that comes from them to look into it further, since there are protections that you can have. And again, because it's Blue Cross Blue Shield and it happened to them, they will provide those protections at no cost. They will put something in the mail to confirm that there was this conversation and the application went into being and that this exists. You need to get a hold of credit bureaus and put, if it is something like myself where there was a breach, you need a an initial fraud alert put on all three of the credit bureau accounts or information that you have. Once a year, you are permitted a free set of those reports. So you need to look at them to make sure no one has opened up an account that you didn't open up, because they have your personal information. Social Security has a brochure which will go over various websites. The FTC in Washington, D.C., you can call the 800 number and speak to them, which I did, and they'll advise you that if an actual action has occurred and it's fraudulent, you get an ID theft affidavit and you walk it right into the police department. They're with you on that as well. And then it's important that you contact those that need to know. Your doctors need to know. The drugstore needs to know. If you have credit cards, you need to tell them. You need to tell the bank. It's a full day of phone calls and follow-up and anything else that...
How did you find out about this?
I got a letter in the mail.
From Blue Cross.
From Blue Cross. From Anthem. Blue Shield. It was Anthem.
Okay.
And now I found out there's a class action suit that is in the process. I spoke with my attorney, who said it's a good idea. Put your name in as a person who will need to be part of the class action suit. This is coast to coast.
Okay.
It's not just New York.
What I want to say on that, and it's very important for a senior, it sounds what you're doing is a lot of work. It has to be done. Do not hesitate to bring your adult child into this.
Yes.
If you're home and say, this is too confusing, I don't want to do it, don't let it go undone.
Right.
Somebody needs to do it for you.
I agree with you 100%. I think that seniors are overwhelmed by something like this. We would be overwhelmed by something
I'm just listening
like this.
To Anne. I'm like, oh my gosh,
exactly.
That's an awful lot you have to do.
You have to be very organized and very diligent to do something like that. But you use the word attorney, and I'm thinking that most people have an attorney, whether it's for their will or whatever, and your attorney can help you. That's the person you can turn to if you don't want to bring in a family member because you want to keep it private and you don't want anybody to know that you've been scammed. Well, this wasn't a scam. This was real. Because sometimes people feel that their family will say, uh-oh, mom or grandma can't take care of her finances anymore, we better take over. And that's terrifying.
Your independence is going on the line. Very good point.
You're already losing some of it. You don't want to lose any more of it.
Right, right.
But you have an attorney or get an attorney or an accountant. And these people are there to help you and will know about what to do and actually can do the work for you.
Right. Yeah, because they've seen it. This happening to Ann is the first time. But, right, an attorney, a CPA maybe, or, you know, somebody, even the police. I mean, the people you're talking to.
Yes.
You know, when you make that phone call to them, it's probably the 50th today.
Exactly.
They know the procedures, at least to get you going. But it is. It's an awful lot to do at a certain point. And I'm not saying every senior. There's seniors that are in their 90s that are, you know, can take care of everything. And then there's a senior in their 70s that's just a sloppy bookkeeper. They need help.
But the sooner you can do it,
mm-hmm.
and that you don't let the anxiety freeze you and paralyze you and take you over. But if you can say, okay, I'm feeling this edginess, but you gotta act on it. Because
right,
if you do, you're now setting up the protections which will help you in this situation a great deal. Now it's been out there that you are aware that you've been breached in some fashion. And everybody knows it, and they're looking for it. So that will protect you a great deal.
And keep that attorney or accountant's number right by the phone. So as soon as something happens, you have the ability not to have to look for it. Who is it? You have the ability to pick up the phone right after that and call the accountant or attorney and say, please, can you help me?
Right. Actually, going back to the phone, Judy had said something earlier, which I think was tremendous, putting a note on the phone. Sometimes you need a little visual. Now I get on the phone, I start talking, I'm looking, and whether my daughter put it on the phone, next to the phone, Daddy, is this somebody you know? Say, thank you for the call, give me your number, and hang up.
Right.
Because it's not part of their normal routine.
That's right.
But they'll see the reminder in a nice yellow piece of paper with bold black print, thank you, and hang up and ask for the number.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that. And it becomes part of your routine.
That's right.
I think
that
was tremendous when you said
that.
Thank
you. You don't have to think about it. It's right there.
Yeah.
And once you do it, you have become more comfortable with doing it again and again. And so that fear, that anxiety is much lessened if you know you have something to do.
Right, right. Well, that's the whole thing with stress. You read all these things. Half the stuff, like 80% of what you worry about never happens anyway.
Right.
So they get stressed, these poor seniors, and they're up at night worrying and nothing happens.
I think I left something out, and that's shame on me, is your bank is probably the first place, which is where I called first.
Okay.
Let them know. Chase, which is what I bank with, has a very extensive reference on this. And if you bank there or on the website, you can get information on theft protection. There are things that are probably, if you have it on your credit card, that may also be helpful, that if it's a fraudulent type of transaction that went on. Again, you've got to alert those people. You got to pick it up. You got to go over those statements. You have forms of protection. So, again, you don't have to freeze that everything's coming to an end. You just got to take advantage of the protection
that's there for you.
Right.
And that is available to you.
I was told recently that some debit cards or credit cards even, you can put an alert on them if it goes over $50.
Yes.
Or something. I mean, if you're not normally a person, you know, if you spend $100 a day, that's kind of silly to do. But if you're a person that usually spends $25, $50 on your card, then $100 would not be normal. You get an alert as soon as $100 charges on your card.
That's right.
That's important.
Yes. And if it's used in another town.
Right, right.
Or someplace that you don't normally go to, and you will get a call. Your credit card was used in California, and if you haven't been in California, you know that it was stolen.
You want to be with a bank that has those protections and things that I know recently the credit card was changed with a security chip on it.
Right.
And they went through the whole process of doing that. They also have their concerns, and even the very large financial organizations, nobody's immune to.
Well, a lot of times they're responsible. If it hasn't been done correctly and somebody has stolen your identity and you send out money, a $10,000 check, And you as the client say, well, wait a minute, you didn't match up the signatures. That's not my signature. Mm. That wasn't my PIN. That wasn't something. And you had a young teller, and I'm not knocking anybody, who's nervous for the job and wants to make sure they take care of Ann when she comes in, but it wasn't Ann. The bank's got to pay you back. So it does behoove the banks to be very, very cautious and have a higher level of training for the people there. Because it's like, you know, when anybody today, I know people are very cranky when things take a little extra time, mm-hmm. but it's for their safety.
Sure.
We don't see all the forms. We need the second form. Oh, don't worry about it. And I can't not worry about it.
Right.
Everything has to be signed, and you know that. Ooh.
I think it's very important for seniors and for everybody to bank at a large institution because there are more services and more opportunities for help.
Right. Okay. And yeah, that is important.
If you're in a smaller branch, they're very personable.
Yes.
And they treat you like family. You know, people say to me, you go to Chase, you're just a number, but I'm not a number. And they treat me very nicely. And when I had this issue, they were very connected
right.
with me. So you do have a support system out there.
Yeah, and that's important. It's a large bank. It's the branch, though. But even the small ones, if you make it known when you walk in, you know what, and this is my personality, there's nothing wrong with once a year when you go into the bank, you pick up something in Costco for all the, basically it's ladies, just as a little thought.
That's a nice
They're going to remember you when you walk in.
Yeah.
Ann was that lovely lady. Judy was that lady who did. One box of cookies. You know, it's what you do to somebody that they remember. Not
that's
what you say. Not, it's how you make them feel. Make them feel like they're part of your family and you'll be part of theirs.
That's right.
And they're going to watch out and say, wait a minute, Ann was here last week. She didn't tell me she was going away. Let's find out what's going on.
They're really trying more and more with the coffee and
mm-hmm.
the pens out and so on.
Lollipops.
Right, exactly.
Right. I think you make a good point. It's not necessarily a large bank. It's a bank where you feel that the people are friendly and happy to help.
Okay. We're going to end it there. It goes so fast. Judy, thank you so much. This has been so helpful to people. We're going to definitely have you back again in the future.
Thank
and
you.
Ann's going to be staying here for the next hour with me. You've been listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.